Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on January 29 regarding Thomas Santora, S-A-N-T-O-R-A. Thomas Santora is a 63-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 9/21/20. Appeared at that time, he fell off of a pallet while stacking chairs. Appeared he fell forward onto his hands and believes he injured his right shoulder. Period. He did go to AtlanticCare Emergency Room on 9/23/00. Appeared he had further evaluation and treatment, including arthroscopic surgery on the right shoulder on 1/8/21. Appeared nevertheless he remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Appeared he was told by Dr. Islinger that he does need a shoulder replacement. Appeared his last treatment was on 8/19/21. Period. Paragraph. We were able to obtain the reports of a left shoulder MRI from 6/22/21, operative report from 1/8/21 for the right shoulder to be inserted in their proper place. Period. New paragraph. As per the treatment records supplied, Mr. Santora was seen at AtlanticCare Occupational Health on 9/23/20. Appeared he stated his right foot was not completely off the pallet and he fell forward. Appeared he reached out with his right arm to hold onto a gate. Appeared he felt pain in the right foot and shoulder immediately after. Period. He had a history of bilateral knee replacements, comma, bilateral knee arthroscopies, comma, and surgery for a broken left wrist. Period. He was evaluated and diagnosed with right rotator cuff strain and right foot sprain. Period. He felt he could not go back to work and was unable to perform his job. Period. He was instructed to use Motrin. Period. X-rays of the foot showed no evidence of fracture or degenerative joint disease. Period. Shoulder x-rays revealed moderate glenohumeral osteoarthritis with osteophytes along the humeral head and an old heel clavicular fracture. Period. He was quickly referred for orthopedic specialist consultation. Period. He did undergo the x-rays on 9/23/20 to be inserted here. Period. He followed up. He followed up on 9/30/20 and remained symptomatic. Period. His care was then transferred to a specialist. Period. New paragraph. On 10/2/20, Mr. Santora was seen orthopedically by Dr. Islinger. Period. His assessment led to a diagnosis of acute injury to the right foot and right shoulder. Period. He was placed on a Medrol dose pack and then accepted a corticosteroid injection to the shoulder. Period. He instructed Tom that he needs to return back to his workers' compensation carrier to discuss his left shoulder pain that started up a few days ago to see if it was covered through the workers' compensation claim. But he was on modified duty and was to return in 2 weeks. Period. He underwent an MRI of the right foot on 10/5/20 to be inserted here. Period. I'm sorry, 10/15/20 to be inserted here. MRI of the right shoulder was also done on 10/15/20 to be inserted here. Period. He followed up with Dr. Islinger on 10/14/20. Period. His left shoulder pain had improved. Period. Dr. Islinger reviewed his diagnostic studies and exam, at which time he referred the petitioner for the aforementioned MRI studies. period. The petitioner returned on 10/19/20 to review these results with Dr. Vislinger. He then ordered a course of physical therapy. The petitioner deferred a cortisone injection to the left shoulder. On 11/9/20, he expressed he had only minimal complaints in the left shoulder and right foot, but still had continued right shoulder pain. Additional physical therapy was rendered. Read paragraph on 1/8/21. Dr. Vislinger performed right shoulder surgery to be inserted here. Physical therapy was rendered on the dates described. Pretty continued to see Dr. Vislinger through 5/26/21. When his diagnosis was primary right shoulder osteoarthritis. Exam of the right shoulder showed good range of motion. Strength seemed to be doing relatively well. He did have glenohumeral crepitus. He was going to complete 3 more weeks of therapy and would be at maximum medical improvement at that juncture. When he returns, if he is not doing well still at that point, he may ask for a referral to a specialist and possibly consider evaluation and causality of a total shoulder replacement, as that will be his only remaining option. He did undergo a left shoulder MRI at Dr. Islinger's referral on 6/22/21. That is one of the reports I quoted at the beginning. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed his nails were bitten closely. There were healed portal scars about the right shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. There was onchomycosis of the fingernails bilaterally and the hands. Shoulder abduction on the right was to 160 degrees and on the left to 140 degrees with tenderness. Most of the shoulders was otherwise full in all other independent spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to the L1 vertebral level bilaterally. Motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Manual muscle testing was 5-5. Resisted bilateral shoulder external rotation, but was otherwise 5/5. Shoulder maneuvers, he had positive near impingement maneuvers bilaterally, but the rest of these were negative. Extremities lower, he remained in his pants and boots, prohibiting appropriate clinical evaluation of these regions. Spine cervical inspection revealed prominence of the right clavicle that he attributed to a fracture as a teenager. Thoracic, he had moderate tenderness to palpation about the right interscapular musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left. Impressions. On 9/21/20, Thomas Santura reportedly fell at work onto his hands, resulting in injury to his right shoulder. 2 days later, he was seen at Occupational Health, where x-rays identified degenerative joint disease at the shoulder. X-rays of the foot were unremarkable. Pretty was initiated on appropriate conservative measures. The paragraph remained symptomatic and underwent MRI studies of the right foot and right shoulder on 10/15/20 to be inserted here. Pretty was also seen orthopedically by Dr. Vislinger. He had Mr. Santura attempt a course of conservative care, including corticosteroid injection to the shoulder. Eventually surgery was done to be inserted here. Physical therapy was also rendered postoperatively. This petitioner belatedly reported symptoms in his left shoulder. Shortly afterwards, he reported improvement in his left shoulder symptoms. But nevertheless, he underwent a left shoulder MRI on 6/22/21. After his last documented visit with Dr. Islinger. Period. In paragraph, the current exam found there to be mildly decreased range of motion about both shoulders in abduction. Period. He also had positive near impingement maneuvers bilaterally. Period. He had full range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spines. Period. And put this in bold, I may have to incorporate clinical exam of the feet. Period. In paragraph, there is 10% permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder regardless of cause. Where this is contributed to by a pre-existing degenerative joint disease. Period. There is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right foot. Period. In terms of the left shoulder, I would offer 5% permanent partial total disability regardless of cause. Period. For the reasons noted above, I cannot ascribe this to the incident of 9/21/20. Period. End.